836. Well, of course, any number of angles. You can look at the Heisman Trophy win by Manziel over the weekend. One of the things that A&M has wasted no time in is marketing that full page.
Well, sure.
Yeah, full page ads in the New York Times today.
Wow.
In USA Today today. Also in the Houston Chronicle, the Dallas Morning News, the San Antonio Express News, and the Austin American Statesman.
Oh,
yes.
Way to go.
Indeed. And they had the billboard up in Times Square, in fact, already. Picture of him.
I saw the mock-up of that.
And it says, now you can call him Johnny Heisman. So that ad runs every place.
Oh. Does the woman in the Statesman say neener, neener, neener?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they need to, you know, actually. But Mike Ozanian, who is a writer for Forbes, kind of looks at it from a different perspective. And he said this morning, or he wrote it yesterday, congratulations to Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel for becoming the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy in the 78 years the award has been given to the nation's top football player, no doubt. He deserved it, given his gaudy numbers and the way that he led his team to a huge upset over then-unbeaten Alabama. The downside for Manziel is he is a college football player, not a collegiate golfer or boxer or whatever. Thus, while 15-year-old Michelle Wee turned pro at 15, Manziel, a redshirt freshman, cannot be eligible to play in the NFL for one more year. So, while Wee made a fortune from endorsements, Manziel can earn nothing.
Gosh.
Yep.
The NFL and the NCAA say they put the requirement in so players are more developed and prepared for the NFL, but that's a lie. It's done to keep big college football's money machine rolling.
Well, at least he's earning the praise of the masses.
Yeah. When Ohio, and of course, that'll buy you a loaf of bread. When Ohio State's Maurice Claret, if you'll remember him, challenged the league after rushing for over 1,200 yards, leading to the Buckeyes national championship 10 years ago, he eventually lost in court and became a criminal and never played in the NFL.
Wow.
So that's where we are.
Speaking of the Heisman, I put up a picture in honor of Johnny Manziel, but it also answers the question of what color is Cat's hair.
Oh, okay.
To the gentleman who was wondering earlier.
How did those two tie together?
You'll have to look it up. It's on our Facebook page.
Okay. I don't do Facebook, but okay.
I'll pull it up for you, Scott.
But so that you'll know, I mean, Baylor said basically they got $350 million in free publicity.
RG3 is a quality guy.
And so as a result, I'm sure A&M is looking for a windfall of that or maybe more, and probably more because you consider Griffin is then gone from Baylor after that.
But we all still love him. We love you, RG3. We do.
So anyway, we'll see how that plays out. But on the business side, it is a little bit different.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how much faster the funds come in for that new stadium.
And just everything, and how much faster the people sign up who want to play sports here, or in fact, really are just interested in attending here. I mean, in the real world, it does make a difference. It you'd look at it and go, what does the football program have to do with somebody who wants to be a civil engineer or whatever?
It's name recognition is what it is.
You know, this is where you go, and there are people. People who know where they know where Texas A&M is. Finally, they always thought it was in Austin, right? They go, "Oh yeah, well, school in Texas. Yeah, it must be in Austin." But anyhow, this is odd a little bit.
Okay.
And Kat, you may want to pay attention here.
Oh, I'm listening. Sometimes
now,
I do.
When we talk about bed bugs, okay, that's a scourge that has hit the more densely populated areas, but it is spreading out because obviously what seems to happen is people travel and they bring the bed bugs with them from their travels back home.
And right.
It could be travel on business. It could be travel for vacation. It could be your college student coming home.
Boo.
But bed bugs have basically gone across America. America. And by the way,
U.S. America.
Yeah, U.S. America. By the way, if you happen to have those, that is something you really do need to get the pros in to kill.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something you can't do very well. But anyway, just when you thought you might be safe from bed bugs as long as you stay out of a hotel or you don't go shopping for clothes or go to the movies or go to work or any of that other stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Remember now, you may not want to borrow books.
Really?
Libraries are the latest hiding spot for bed bugs.
Sick.
Who apparently like to cozy up into the spines of hardcover books, and as a result, libraries increasing the tasking staff of members with the an enviable job of actually going in and checking for live bugs or carcasses or poop. If a book is suspicious, it is sometimes treated with heat before being reshelved. Library couches and chairs are at risk, too. A library in Kansas recently had to heat treat all its furniture and decontaminate hundreds of books after a patron said she was bitten in a lounge chair. She got bit. As the problem grows, more libraries taking the preventative measures like hiring bedbug-sniffing dogs, regularly buying dozens of Pactite or thermal strike heat treatment systems, or putting bedbug traps under furniture legs. How big is a bedbug trap? That's got to be a little bitty.
You would think.
Because those things are a little bitty, right? Yeah.
Unless they're big enough to catch all of them.
Yep. Now, I hadn't seen this, but apparently MTV has a new Appalachian reality series called...
Good God.
Buck Wild. Buck Wild.
What else would you call it?
Well, of course not. And the senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, is not happy.
Of course he's not.
He's not happy with MTV. I mean, like he ever would be anyhow. But he said that they shouldn't put this show on, that in fact to put this show on, quote, is a travesty, end quote, that promises inaccurate stereotypes of people of West Virginia.
Well, because it's okay to make fun of the only people left are rednecks. We've talked about this before.
But my concern is that the people in West Virginia won't know that this is a travesty. They won't know what that means.
No,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Somebody's going to get rough talked.
Yeah, they are. It'll end up being misunderstood, and then what are you going to do?
In that same vein, have you seen the new one they're rolling out, I think, on Discovery? Remember that, the breaking Amish thing?
Yeah.
Now they've
got
the Amish Mafia. I'm not making it up.
Wow. Okay.
Guys dressed like Amish, walking around with shotguns and machine guns.
Okay. Yeah, that's not hardly scripted or anything.
No.
No way. All right, here you go. Here's your hottest holiday trend this season. It's ugly Christmas sweaters. Ugly Christmas sweaters.
Whole party's based around them.
But you don't want to just glue stuff on an old sweater to make it look like a craft project. No, you want an ugly sweater with some style. So Anne Marie Blackman is the author of Rock Your Ugly Christmas Sweater and the owner of MyUglyChristmasSweater.com and has some advice on how to wear this trend so that you can win the ugliest Christmas sweater contest at your next holiday party. Number one, vintage sweaters are the best for inherent ugliness.
Think Bill Cosby.
Yeah, 1980s and 90s. The ones with the giant trees or snowmen or flakes or knitted right there into the pattern. I mean,
like
wow.
Like the ones you wear to work every day,
that's
right,
the one,
Scott?
Right. These are your ironic ugly sweaters. Then if it belongs on a wall or a tree, it can be put on a sweater. Bells, lights, ornaments, tinsel, garland, you name it. It's perfect for the ugly on purpose sweaters. A good ugly sweater has a finished look to it. It looks all the more ridiculous if it looks like it was made that way on purpose.
Certainly.
And don't limit yourself to just sweaters. There are vests, there are jackets, there are dresses, there are ugly hats. Yes, the sky is the limit when it comes to ugly for the holidays.
This is the most passionately I've heard you read anything.
I hear you.
Yeah, what? Huh?
There's nothing coming out of my headphones.
Really?
Do I need to go in there, Scott?
Pretty sad.
I wonder if bed bugs can be transferred through headphones.
There you go. Now you got it.
There we are. It's much better.
Oh, thank you.
How does that get off? I mean, what other position is on that button panel?
It's not engaged at all.
Oh.
Not engaged at all.
Well, we did lose power yesterday, but the studios all stayed up. Yay.
That's a good thing. It really is. So Ben Downs, the general manager.
Thousands and thousands of dollars in UPS is up here. And a squirrel across the line that makes a blivet in the power supply.
Yeah.
That kills the UPS.
Yep.
It says, oh, my gosh, I can't handle this sort of power fluctuation. Let's turn off the radio station.
Yeah.
Just very irritating.
But we're okay now.
We're fine. We're fine.
Yes, now.
I spent all day yesterday buying toys and bicycles.
Did you enjoy that?
No, but it was... But, you know, I had some pretty good help. I need to say nice things about people. Okay. And I don't know who I'm allowed to say nice things about or not. But anyway, there were some people who first who helped me haul stuff to the car. That's one of the advantages of the white hair.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And I bought for the Christmas Angels, I should be clear.
Yeah.
For the Christmas Angels, for the cash donations, we talked about James Natty Stasny giving us a substantial check. We went through and worked our budget out, and because everybody has been so generous, and because they've given us money, and they've picked up all the angels early, and all, we went ahead and adopted about another 100 angels.
You're kidding.
We called Health and Human Services and told them that we had more generosity than we had anticipated, and we could take some more. And they said, well, we've got about 96 of them we've got 96 that would qualify for the program, but we told them we couldn't add any more to it. And I said, well, this is the year, buddy.
We can do it. Great.
And so
we're knocking on 700, huh?
Yeah, we are. Wow. We're knocking on 700 kids, and we're probably at 700 kids because we had a little over 600. And so yesterday, since that last 100 never really made it to a tree, I was out buying for them yesterday.
Oh, my.
So Lily was buying clothes, and Ben was buying bicycles, and then today we'll finish up buying the ones who just want toys and things. About 31 bikes yesterday.
Wow. So you'll have people putting those together.
Yeah, Adam is on vacation. Adam Knight.
You didn't plan that very well.
But he came back last night to put bikes together.
Oh, that's great.
Is that cool or what?
That's really
neat.
And
Mary's boyfriend was up here too, and so
how did we transport all these bikes?
I would like to say in my Prius, but actually it's a Toyota Highlander, so that's how we transported them. If the bike was already built, those bikes were transported two at a time, buddy.
Wow.
There's some big bikes. But
own a truck. You could have called.
I could have, but it was raining and, storming and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and I just didn't want to bother you. And I had it, eight trips or so. And
he had it under control.
Well, tell me at our age, tell me that you can look at something and say, well, that's going to be a tough job, but it's only eight trips or so, and I might as well just get started on it now.
That is how you become area man.
Yeah.
Think about how many calories you burned yesterday.
Yeah. So I refilled them. I topped off.
Good. Because you don't ever want to be calorie deficient.
No.
It's never a good thing.
No. But we did. We've got a lot of gifts to wrap. Our friends over at the YPA, I think, are going to come by today and help us wrap, and we have staff that'll be doing wrapping. So it was a Sunday. It was the stores were crowded like crazy. Mm-hmm. It was nice, and so we really thank everybody who gave us money, who bought toys and everything. Bring them back.
Yes, if you'll do the last step here for us.
Just the last step. There's always a few. And last year, it was the fewest we have ever had. We had four out of 500 angels that didn't get brought back. And that was great.
Yeah.
And so bring them all back.
Okay.
And then everything will be working just fine.
That's it. And again, thanks to our folks over at Blue Baker for helping us make this happen again for the fifth year.
We had, Debbie at Bottomline Bookkeeping and All American Lube gave us $1,000 on Friday. Mm-hmm. And Producers Co-op, the co-op store, gave us $750. And I know I'm overlooking other people. I just don't have the list in front of me. But those were the ones that I got the call on.
Yeah, we will this
week.
Pretty
sure they'll forgive you after spending your entire day off buying bicycles and running around.
You know how it works. Scott knows how it works. You don't have day offs in this business. It's like football and all. It's like sports. You just do a different thing on the weekends.
And since the Texans don't play till tonight, he was fine with that.
They're still trying to play football?
Yes, it's 9-2.
Did you know you could take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
853. You know, one of the things that, because again, we got a pretty full plate, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. But
sure,
one of the other things we want to talk about is
what we do this time of year.
Yes, it is. It's kind of a neat deal that Coach Sumlin has helped us with.
Yep, Coach Sumlin signed the first year SEC commemorative football that we had a few of those, and he signed it, and we have it on eBay. So, how are we doing so far, Kevin? Do you see it? I think it's at $1,300 right now.
Last I checked, yes, and I will pull up most current here in two shakes.
Yeah, it's probably still $1,300. Anyway, it ends Thursday at 5:30, and that's, you know, we know how eBay works. You're probably, if you've got your eye on it, what's the point bidding the price up right now, right?
That's
but
right.
Anyway, I figure that it'll be on Thursday. We'll have quite a flurry of activity. But the originally say was signed. Dave South and Coach Sumlin were there. It was at the last regularly scheduled Wings and More Coaches show, and he signed it for us, and now we put it on eBay. 100% of the bid amount goes to our Christmas Angels Fund. We pay for any of the eBay fees and charges and shipping and all that. By we, I mean the radio station. So whatever you bid is what we give to the Christmas Angels. $1,300 right now still?
Yeah. Yes, $1,300.
Okay. It'll probably be there for a while till Thursday, and then it'll get very excited. So get your checkbook out, figure out how much it's worth to you. This is a this would be a good year to have.
It would
that
be a good year to have that.
Yeah.
Probably would. Okay, and by the way, just real quickly before you leave, I want to let you know that ABC has picked up a new series called Weird Desk.
It would be there we are.
Would be a paranormal drama for this summer. Daily Variety says it's about a clandestine organization that handles mysterious otherworldly cases sent over from the CIA and NSA.
Let's see. It'll feature a long-term, let's see, how do you say it, a near-retirement, burned-out cop, world-weary cop who thinks he's seen everything, and a brash, young upstart who has no experience but enthusiasm. I know how it will go.
Or could it be a savant in a room someplace too?
No, it won't.
Okay, all right.
No. That would be creative.
Okay, so we'll be transgenerational.
We'll have a 60-year-old guy and some 25-year-old girl, fresh out of the Academy of Paranormal Studies,
in Oshkosh,
and that is what this fabulous show will be. However, Lily and I have a reason to live at least until December 2013 now. And that is that we saw that Ender's War is being made into a movie. And Ender's War is one of the great sci-fi books of all time.
I only just popped over. You're not talking about the Ender's Game trilogy, are you?
We're talking about the movie. Well, let us bring you up to speed, Kat. No, 2013 of next year is when Ender's War becomes a major motion picture starring Harrison Ford and that kid from Hugo.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm. But Ender's War, that's going to be absolutely
great. This is one area where We disagree.
This doesn't matter in 16 days. Why are we talking about this?
I read Ender's Game, and yeah. I disliked it so much I tore it into pieces.
Well, there you go.
There's nothing like the feeling you get from those three little words.
Batteries not included.
Don't let those three little words spoil your holiday gift giving. Come to Interstate All Battery Center and find thousands of batteries in every shape and size to fit every gift and every gadget. Plus, pick up great gifts like a portable car battery jumper pack or rock out speakers for iPods and MP3s to share music on the go. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold.